This is Chris Grabowski.
Elon.
I'd like to take you on a sound scene tour or demo or whatever you want to call it of my Star Wars collection. I've been a fan of Star Wars since 1977 when A New Hope was in the movie theaters. And I had the toys when I was a kid and the little 4-inch figures, and everybody everybody knows that when you're a kid you kind of destroy things and you never know that the stuff was worth anything. So what I have now is I have some of the 14-inch figures. I have Luke Skywalker. I have a 14-inch or a 12-inch figures of Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, you know, Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, all those people. I have a 14-inch figure of Darth Vader who looks really mean. He's got his lightsaber over his head like he's about to strike. I have an R2-D2 telephone, Darth Vader telephone. When the phone rings, they're not hooked up, but when the phone rings, the Darth Vader plays the Vader march, and his head turns so that you can answer the phone. R2-D2 makes his little warbling sounds. What else do I have here? I have a lightsaber that is 45% of the movie prop. It's done by a company called Master Replicas, and this is made out of machine metal, and it's got the switch that you'd use to turn the lightsaber on. It's got the crystals on the top of the— this is just the handle, it's not the blade extended. Also, if you look under the handle, there's a little metal clip that you would use to attach to your belt clip. And that's— it's little. It's not built to scale. It's I think 45% of the prop that's in the movie. I also have a radio dramatization. There's 15 CDs and it covers all three original movies. The A New Hope is 13 half-hour episodes, so that gives you an idea of how long it actually is, and it goes into, you know, they're taking visual and they're creating audio out of it. They're letting you know exactly what was happening in the movie by all the audio cues, and some of the actual actors are in the movie, or in the radio shows. What I also have, I wanted to show, which is really pretty cool. It's an R2-D2 that— it's a toy, and it's got infrared, it's got sonar, it's got voice activation, it's got all kinds of things. So I'll turn it on. Hopefully you can hear this. So I can make sure he's got my attention. Hey, R2, do you remember Princess Leia?
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Hey, R2, do you remember Darth Vader? And he shakes and he gets kind of scared. Hey, R2. Game mode. And he's not paying attention. Hey, R2. Game mode. Hey, R2. Game mode. Hey, R2. Game. Nope. He's not paying attention. His batteries are probably dead. But
thank you.
Okay, he's actually dancing around the room right now. But there are games that you can play, like you can play light tag. Now he's counting to 10, and he's going to search around the house looking for me. And he's moving. And he just ran into the couch, but he just turned himself around. Now he's actually coming towards me. And he just found me. But I think his batteries are dying too. So we'll turn him off. Put him away. There's a couple other neat things that I, well, at least I think they're neat. I have a Yoda. It's a Furby. And it comes with a little toy. It comes with a lightsaber. It's a little tiny lightsaber that you use. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put him on the table. Gonna have to get his attention too. Let's see what happens.
My ally is the Force, and a powerful ally it is. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment.
You can probably hear the motor in him with his ears and his mouth and eyes.
This is not put me down, you will.
I'm trying to
get
him his attention.
A Jedi must have the deepest commitment. Wars do not make one great. Simple question I ask. Put me down, you will. Fun, this is not. The Force pulls through you. Your path to understanding the Force begins. Concentrate, you will.
Now he's going to teach me.
Will you follow? Ready position. Spin block. Right. Strike up. Left.
Now I'm supposed to do this.
More training will you need. Concentrate, you will. This pattern will you follow? Ready position. Spin block. Right. Strike up. Left. Right. Much excitement you have. Calm you must be.
I must be doing this.
Concentrate, you will. This
too fast.
Will you follow? Ready position. Spin block. Right. Strike up. Left. Ah.
That must have done good.
Nope. If you have. Calm you must be.
But
concentrate, you will. This pattern will you follow? Ready position. Finished. Now we are.
So I just ended the game. Let's see what else. I have a Stormtrooper room alarm. And so I would say that when I come in, or make that noise, or move along. And Yoda's still there babbling away. So it's quite interesting, the stuff. The other thing I have, which I wanted to kind of show, is a movie replica of a lightsaber. It's also by Master Replicas, and it is a life-size prop of the Anakin Skywalker lightsaber from Episode 2. And if you hold it like you were to use it, there's a switch where your thumb would go. So you'd flip the switch. Okay? Now, the way I understand it, this lightsaber has a full extended blade. And the way I understand it, it looks exactly like it would on the movie. Even to the power up, the light goes up the blade, not instantly on like a flashlight. So if you move it, okay, and also if you hit something with it, you get the sounds of the lightsaber. And you even have the power down sound. So. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demo, sound scene tour, whatever, of my Star Wars collection. Just kind of a quick description of some of the stuff and let you hear some of the stuff. So, if you need information or you want to contact me, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.